I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If our house is gone, we're going to move to Texas where all our kids and grandkids are.
I guess all you can do is laugh at times like this. Hurricane Milton gives Central Florida quite a beating overnight.
Milton slamming the state's Gulf Coast. Calamity to an area ravaged by Helene just 2 weeks back.
The storm made landfall in Siesta Key about an hour south of Tampa.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Those who failed to evacuate were shocked by Milton's power. The storm landed as a Category 3 with wind speeds well over 110 miles an hour, and the rain was of biblical proportions, with the National Weather Service issuing a rare flash flood emergency, declaring it a particularly dangerous situation with the life-threatening flooding across the region. Paradoxically, even with all that rain, there were numerous fires reportedly sparked by the many, many down power lines. This morning, well over 3 million people were without electricity across the state. And Milton kept spinning off tornadoes. By Wednesday evening, more than 130 tornado warnings associated with Milton had been issued by the National Weather Service. Some of those were fatal, but there are so far no official numbers. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The hurricane hammered Tampa overnight. The wind and rain were ferocious.
The conditions here in Tampa only getting worse by the hour. The National Weather Service issued an extreme wind warning, calling the situation potentially dangerous and also deadly. The rain literally blowing sideways right now. The trees out here in the distance going side to side.
That's Chris Jose. Continuing our team coverage, he also reports that Tampa International was closed to wait out the storm and will reopen only after damage assessments show that it's safe.
And we've been telling you that tornadoes tore across Florida before Milton made landfall. We now know that four have been reported dead in St. Lucie County, and a suspected tornado destroyed the home of Connor Farron in Fort Myers.
I grabbed the two dogs and, like, run under my bed, but that was it. Probably 1 minute total. Probably less.
Milton had wind speeds of 120 miles an hour when it made landfall.
On the southern end of the storm, places like Punta Gorda and Fort Myers and Naples seeing surge that continues to build as water piles up into those bays. That is where there are locations where houses will be marooned on islands surrounded by water as the storm surge pushes inland.
That's David Parkinson. Tampa is still dealing with flash flooding. St. Petersburg recorded more than 16 inches of rain.
And while today's focus is on Hurricane Milton, the victims of Hurricane Helene are still hurting 2 weeks after that storm. Crews from Texas are in North Carolina helping comb through the wreckage of Helene. Near Asheville, specially trained cadaver dogs are being used to sniff out the remains of those who did not survive.
Their noses are so freaking amazing that once you teach them how to do that, they will work for hours and hours and hours on end.
Dr. Deb Zoran is with Texas A&M's veterinarian emergency team, which is in North Carolina. She says the dogs are working in dangerous areas that would be difficult for humans to access.
While the sun is just now rising across Florida, we'll get our first light of some of that storm damage there. Communities in Texas are still recovering from our own tropical weather catastrophe earlier this year.
Winds of up to 100 miles an hour caused a damage in Houston during a derecho in May. 9 people died, trees blew over, and the storm blew out windows on buildings in downtown Houston. Then in July, Hurricane Beryl made landfall 50 miles south in Matagorda. State lawmakers have now announced $50 million for debris removal from both storms. Governor Greg Abbott says legislative and state partners are making sure communities have the resources they need to prepare, respond, and recover from severe weather. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 7:10 at KRLD. Florida Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas is warning electric vehicle owners of the dangers of their vehicles in relation to Hurricane Milton. The lithium-ion batteries in EVs are a major fire risk when submerged in salt water.
So when they're submerged, those batteries can combust and become a massive fire hazard. Petronas referred to EVs as ticking time bombs since Hurricane Milton will bring significant storm surges and flooding.
Across Dallas-Fort Worth, an audit shows Fair Park leaders misspent nearly $6 million in donor funds.
Dallas-based AT&T now offering a $10,000 reward for info on copper cable thefts here in North Texas.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a years-long dispute over a plan to ship highly radioactive nuclear waste to rural West Texas.
Looking globally, wildfire numbers have fallen by 73% in 50 years. Some good news from the World Wide Fund for Nature.
And the mayor of a small town in southern Mexico has been brutally murdered. Less than a week after he took office, drug gangs are suspected.
Democrats view the race between Congressman Colin Allred and Senator Ted Cruz as one they can win.
DNC Chair Jamie Harrison joined Congressman Allred at a phone bank in Dallas and one of several stops in North Texas. The fact that Harrison is with Allred just shows you how competitive this race has become. Allred has raised $30 million in the last 3 months, $9 million more than his opponent, Ted Cruz. Allred has seen a boost in his poll numbers following Vice President Harris's entry into the race. Meanwhile, Cruz still has a 3-point lead heading into the election as he embarks on his 2024 cruise bus tour. He made stops in Keller and Allen last week. In downtown Dallas, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A tough break for Jason Kidd and company.
The Mavs will be without a key piece from their finals run as guard Dante Exum is expected to be sidelined for 3 months after undergoing right wrist surgery. A loss to the Dallas backcourt before the regular season even tips off. Exum played in 55 games for the Mavericks in 2023, averaging just shy of 8 points on 53% shooting coming off the bench. With star Luka Doncic already ailing due to a calf contusion, the hits just keep coming for Dallas. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If there's one room in the house that needs to be the best looking, it has to be the kitchen. A new study finds 90% of people have that feeling. The kitchen has to be the best room in the house. I personally never go into the kitchen. This is not me.
Really?
I just don't use it.
Is there not food in the kitchen?
That's pretty much not much, man.
Huh.
I'm always not there. Half of people say they get a little envious when they go into somebody else's home and their kitchen is better than their own.
Mm.
Kitchen envy. Most people say they need to get to the top of the line appliances for the kitchen, and the quality of those appliances can affect how they actually have company in their own homes.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, they're going to see a lot of flooding on the north sides of the center of circulation that pretty much paralleled Interstate 4, which runs from Tampa all the way out towards Daytona Beach, Cape Canaveral area. They're going to find that. They're going to find tremendous wind damage. You saw what happened to Tropicana Field with the roof getting torn off and also the crane that fell across parts of the Tampa area. And again, flooding and wind damage, power outages, that's what happens when you have a nighttime storm. And now really start to see the damage that has been occurring in these areas. Also, the tornadoes across the southern parts of Florida yesterday, too.
We're getting reports that at least 4 people are dead in St. Lucie County from a tornado. And that was one of the interesting things about the storm was even before it made landfall, there were tornadoes as far south as the Everglades.
Yeah. And so you get tornadoes on the east, normally the east side, the dirty side of the storm. Sometimes they can be 100, 200 miles away. And that's what happened yesterday. A record amount of tornado warnings were issued when you combine Tampa, Melbourne, and Miami, the 3 weather services across the southern 2/3 of the state. 126. That broke the record from Ian just a couple of years before that. 47 of those were actual tornado reports, and they're going to be busy. And those 3 weather services, Jacksonville will probably come down and help as well, surveying the damage. And the EF scale, the rating of the tornadoes, are never issued until a survey is completed. But again, catastrophic damage from those tornadoes in the southern 2/3 of the state.
You know, to compare the damage from Milton with Helene, you know, there are no mountains, there are no valleys in Florida where water could be raging down a mountainside. The water basically just slowly builds up and it slowly recedes.
Yep. But, you know, water is the number one killer out of any severe weather event. Heat-related illness is also a big, big player in that as well. But, yeah, every storm is different. Every landfall location is typically different. And, yeah, you get the storm in Carolinas, eastern Tennessee, where you get all the water funneling down. That water builds up a lot faster. It gets higher. And, of course, it's moving water. And you get landslides as well. In Florida, well, the elevations don't get too high once you get inland, and then they decrease as you get to the other side to the East Coast. So any type of water, excessive water, like 18 and a half inches of rain fell in St. Pete, just north of Tampa, issuing that flash flood emergency. So again, yeah, terrain matters, but when you get that much rain in a short period of time, it can cause a lot of damage and fatalities as well.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.